Punters and dribblers, as always, we're brought to you by the greatest multivitamin ever conceived by man, Good Day. Now, the reviews continue to flow in thick and fast.
Have you got that one from the other day?
Yeah, can I read it out?
Yeah, read it out.
It's so good. It's actually fucking unbelievable. What has been really nice, Tom and I were reflecting on this the other day, is just how much people are finding it
beneficial to their
massively
life.
Beneficial to their life. I know that at the start there would have been a lot of cynics out there going, these cunts are full of shit, they don't know what they're doing, and you couldn't be more wrong, which just brings joy to my little heart and my little soul. Now I want to get up this absolutely elite review,
and we do appreciate the reviews, obviously. Look, it's like the feedback is positive, so that's good. But just being able to hear how it's helping you and the different ways you're seeing benefits helps us know, I guess, the most tangible. Cause there's like tangible benefits and there's intangible ones, like energy, for example. You can feel an improvement in your daily energy, whereas then there's like nutritional benefits like liver health or your fucking immunity generally being boosted. Those are ones where you don't really notice that until maybe you're on it for a while and you say you've got two young children in daycare who come home sick as fuck, and then you just don't seem to be getting sick where you used to get sick.
Life-changing. 5 stars. Big fan of Hello Sports, so my viewers are always going to be biased. I actually bought it for my wife. Didn't mention who it was by and just let her see how it went for her. Mum of 3 kids and runs her own busy business while I also work 7 on 7 off. Seven on, seven off away. After 3 days, she was hooked. Improved late in the day fatigue and mood. Come day 7, she had forgot to take her Good Day. Her mother was visiting and said the wrong thing and she snapped. Instantly says, I'm sorry, I haven't had my Good Day. Next thing, the mum-in-law is now tasting it and they're walking around the house like they both just discovered fire and were the only ones to know about it. Good result. Even got some alone time with the added less fatigue. With her, not her mum. That would be weird. But a look into the future, I suppose. So it's out there working its ass off, which is fucking terrific. There are downsides to being the fastest selling multivitamin of all time. Yeah. And that's that in the last month in particular, sales have just gone fucking through the roof, which we love. Tripled, I think, Tom. So we basically got caught with our pants down a little bit and not enough stock on hand.
Yeah, pants down, cold, little doodles.
It won't happen again. That's a Hello Sport promise. However, we are likely to sell out in the next probably 4 or 5 days, roughly. We will have stock for those with subscriptions. Yep. So you will never miss out. If you're a subscriber, you're good. If you are a new subscriber as of when we sell out, or you're a new customer, you won't be able to purchase. Well, you can purchase it, but it won't arrive for about 3 weeks.
Yes. So from here, if you start subscribing, you basically just locking it in so that when it lands, then you're good to go and you're straight back on the train.
So you'll know, Punters and Dribblers, we'll do a bit of a thing on the Instagram when we do a sellout, and you'll notice on the website it'll flick from buy now to pre-order.
Yeah.
So that'll be the difference.
Listen, it's not ideal, but it also really just means that it's been successful beyond our wildest imagination, and you just couldn't have planned for it to go as well so quickly. So we're fucking horny for that. We got more as soon as we financially could, we fucking ordered more. And it's just the way that it goes, the production. Again, when you're getting primo quality shit, it takes time.
And it's got to be tested multiple times. There's a bit of a process. We've sped it up as much as we can. It is what it is, punters and dribblers. Bear with us. So we'll let you know when it sells out. But again, it'll be sometime this week. Again, and subscribers, dude, you're all good.
It's funny.
You're all good.
We've been looking at it going, jeez, we might have a couple of days here where we don't have any. We'll see. But, you know, we should be all right. And then just each day it keeps growing. And there's like, obviously you're fucking pumped for that. But then you go, oh, shit, it might actually be a little bit more. Maybe it's going to be a week where we won't have any. And you're like, oh, fuck, maybe it's going to be 2 weeks. Then on the weekend, Eddie's like, it could sell out within days. I'm like, oh, my God. God, fuck. Yes, great. Thank you all. But also, fuck.
Yep. So subscribers, you're good. We'll let you know when it sells out, and fucking good on you.
Get the fucking pre-order in, though. It's clearly good shit. You don't want to miss it. Just become a subscriber, and then you're fucking good to go.
BeGoodHealth.com.au, code Dribblers for 20% off.
You are listening to the Hello Sport Podcast.
What's up, punters and dribblers? Welcome back to the Hello Sport Podcast. I have unqualified opinion, unwavering bias. Good vibe in the office today, Edward. It's been a good, you know, everyone's just been getting around, having a laugh, a bit of a chuckle.
Mate, well, we had a few drinks on Friday night. I think it's just sort of brought us all closer, session. You know?
Yep.
It's brought us all closer together.
Mm.
All loving each other and, fucking, yeah. You know, all that nice stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Team positivity. Bonding.
Yeah.
Team bonding, very important.
It is.
Very important.
Cody Scrotes over there. He's got his own mic now. Welcome.
Well done, Scrotes.
Thank you. Good to be here. Good to be here. Shout out to the dribblers that called for it as well.
Yeah, they appreciate did. You. They called for they it. And listen, sometimes you got to listen. You don't always have to listen, but sometimes you do have to listen.
Sometimes you have to listen.
But now it's like a fucking, it's gone from just you and me sitting on a couch to five.
You could argue too many mics.
Party of five.
You could argue too
Way
many mics.
Way too many mics. They come in when they're asked to, though, at least.
Correct. You will not be just speaking freely.
No, this isn't a free for all.
No, it's not.
Great weekend, Eddie, and it's a great sunny day today, which is nice. But I think more importantly than anything else, we are fucking officially quiz guys.
Big quiz guys.
Yep.
It's not the creme de la creme of quizzes. We understand that it wasn't in the good weekender.
No.
We get that.
But
I'm not
super,
an idiot.
It was in the Super Sunday quiz. For those of you living under a rock, metaphorical or otherwise, we were in a quiz. We were a quiz question in the Super Sunday quiz in the Sydney Morning Herald on Sunday. Which world famous sporting podcast is known as the home of unqualified opinion on wavering?
And we weren't even the hardest question.
We were in the intermediate questions.
Which,
that kind of means like that you should know this a little bit.
That's exactly what it means. Understandably, not in the easy questions.
But you know what was after us? A question about fucking John Farnham.
Exactly.
So
that's harder to get.
But like, you know, that feels right. Hello Sport, John Farnham.
John Farnham, Hello Sport. Well, it's Hello Sport first.
Yeah.
But 33rd in the intermediates, that assumes that most of the nation needs to know it.
33, a number that I will, that's just like, it's a number for me now. It's a number for the show.
It was always a beautiful number.
It was always a good number.
It was always a beautiful number.
But now it's even like I'm looking for 33s everywhere. I had a bet yesterday on 3 and 3 either side. We all got on that, didn't we? Did you get on that bet?
Yeah, I didn't get up.
Didn't get up. No, but that's right. Close, though. But the problem there is,
well,
firstly,
Jesse Raymond doesn't score.
Jesse Raymond never scores. It's,
at the end.
It's a 3 and a 3, not 33.
Jesse Ramian never scores. No. That was the problem.
That was the
with
problem.
The bet.
And Tobler pointed it out. That's also sometimes can be.
Yeah, which is always disappointing.
But listen, there is now like a clear, you know, like when you're sort of looking at core samples of soil and shit, like where it's like, oh, this was before the late Triassic. This is whatever else it is. This was before the Younger
Dryas.
Well,
yeah, okay, yeah, the core samples from the Arctic or Antarctic. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. So this is
how
now,
much oxygen was there in the air? You can just say there was this amount of dribble in the atmosphere.
In the atmosphere in 2024 when Hello Sport became a quiz question. It's a before and after thing for us as a business.
BQ, AQ.
Yeah, before quiz, after quiz.
We're now in an AQ world, which I'm really enjoying. I thought it was complete bullshit. I thought that's a great stitch up from the dribblers and the punters and dribblers.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we live in a time where Photoshop rules supreme and you can never really trust a post on its merits.
No. Well, you can't post it. You can't trust anything. Is this AI?
So you got to get down, and Tom did. He got down the shops, bought a couple of papers, and sure enough, big
there
quiz
we
guys.
Sat.
Big
there
quiz guys in the intermediate section, which I'm not getting over anytime soon.
No.
Intermediate?
Yeah.
Not even the hard
Not
sex?
Even the hard questions with John Ooh. Farnham.
Johnny F considered a harder question than us. I know he's getting on, but shit. Big deal.
Well, so he's a fucking huge deal.
Yeah.
It just makes sense. Now, I did send the photo to my dad, said, your son's a quiz guy now. Left me on red.
Did he?
Yep. Now, I don't know that he knows that I can see that he's read it because he doesn't understand technology. Just left me on red.
Yeah, but
thanks, Dad. Appreciate you, bro.
I actually sent it to my family. They were proud of me. I sent it to Tim Dumbrell, and I was like, mate, you should be able to get this one. He thought He actually thought it was what Roy and HG said, and I'm like,
get fucked. Did he really?
Fuck you, Tim. Fuck you. That was a layup of all time. And he's like, no, I'm sure they said it. I'm like, if they said it, don't you think that
we would be the greatest thieves of all
time? It would have been pointed out, potentially. Jesus. Anyway,
and listen,
he was embarrassed and rightly so.
Well, he should be embarrassed, Tim Dumbrell. I'm looking right at you right now. Look at me. You should be embarrassed. But also, backhanded compliment, because he thinks that we've said something funny enough that Roy and HG would say. You know what I mean? And Roy and HG, we bow at their feet. We suckle on their testes.
There's a compliment there. There is.
But it's disrespectful.
But it's also disappointing.
Because he's your father-in-law.
Correct. And he should know better.
He's like, you know, and he's one of the official father-in-laws of the podcast. And it hurts me almost as much as it hurts you.
Well, it hurts the brand.
Yeah, it hurts the brand, but it hurts you and me.
Yes.
It hurts a couple of boys.
Yes.
Who just want the approval of their
father figures. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
So both, my dad just rejected me flat out.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Seen it, fuck you, don't care.
Yep.
Whereas Tim just doesn't even know what we do.
And dad, I can't trust dad's response. It might have been, follow the fucking... He can be a bit of a sheep in the old WhatsApp something.
He's seen
everyone
still
say well done. He's like, well done. You know?
He doesn't know what he's saying.
Like, I can't say for sure that's what happened, but it wouldn't shock.
If that was how it went
wouldn't
down.
Shock, no.
Anyway, look, it's all right.
Just in a quiz and that. I wonder who put us in.
I know. Because I was reading the names. I'm like, I don't know who these fucking people are. I mean, it's a Super Sunday quiz, but I don't know who the creators of the Super Sunday quiz are. Like, were they? They must be dribblers.
Well, they'd have to be, right?
They'd have to be, you would think.
Or driblets.
But, you know, driblets are dribblers. It's just a nice way to delineate between genders.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
That is correct.
Yeah.
You are a dribbler, technically, if you have a vagina.
Yeah, listen.
But if sometimes we want to make you feel a little extra special,
then we'll call
you
a driblet.
Get your own special name.
Yep. Correct. Anyway, I just think it was important for you and I to acknowledge that it feels like you make it once you're in a quiz.
So you think it's important to point out that the most important thing to ever happen to us needs to be pointed out?
Yep. Yep.
I think that's more than reasonable.
Yeah, it's almost self-evident.
Listen, if it wasn't Monday morning, we had something to do this afternoon, I'd be popping the fucking Verve. That's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, it's a Verve and mud cake sort of an event. And maybe we still do it. Maybe we just do it on Friday. When we're in the Gold.
We could do it on Wednesday.
We could do it on Wednesday.
Listen, we've got...
We could do it on Wednesday.
We're big shoot guys again today.
Yeah, sorry. We're huge film set guys.
This will be our third shoot
in a very short space of time.
Two. Second shoot.
Well, if you want to go since, like, December.
Okay, so third... Well, fourth since then.
Yeah.
Fifth even. Couple of shoots.
Action. That was a film set thing. I was just checking if you fucking got it.
Yep.
Quiet
Take
on
two,
set.
Film C.
Quiet on set.
Set B.
Quiet on set. All right, Tom and Eddie, go for it.
Sound, rolling. Yep. Camera A, rolling.
Speeding. So, sorry.
Someone.
Fuck,
you wouldn't get
set.
That. You wouldn't get any of that. Not unless you've worked on the big films.
Back on set today. So we don't have time to dilly-dally getting down to Auto Alley. We got to get...
Where they're going to make you smile. Dun, yep. dun. Do you get that? If you don't get that, you can fucking
get out.
Get out right now because it's the end of you and me. It's too late. And I can't wait for you to be gone.
You to be gone.
Because I know about her and I wonder how I bought all the lies.
Said that you would treat me right.
It was just a waste of time. Waste of time.
Anyway. Oh, fuck, it's good to be back at work on a Monday. Is it work? Could you call it work? I wouldn't. Manly got up. We will get to that because it is important we get to it. What are you looking at there, mate? Just
Ella, message, show.
She good?
She's all right. Just asking a question she knows the answer to.
I wanted to talk about one of our 50 producers that we've got here with microphones.
Mm.
Tommy Dobler over there.
Yep.
Who's coming this morning fucking...
With a pep in his
step?
Well,
a pep in his step and sort of limping around like, oh, fuck, my legs are so sore.
he said that several times.
I want to And there's a bit of me in this as well, in terms of, like, I can empathise with the man, so I'm not coming from an elitist position here.
No.
But I did find it rather humorous that he was like, he thought he was having a heart attack this morning. Now, that's not funny, but he wasn't actually having a heart attack. It was a raucous indigestion from...
So I wasn't here. How does he bring that up with the...
Well, I just hear that being spoken with about. The office. So I don't. He went to the gym yesterday.
Yep.
And to celebrate his his good work at the gym, he celebrated with a 4-cheese pizza with extra cheese.
4-cheese pizza with extra cheese.
No, there wasn't any extra cheese, but it felt
bullshit.
Like it.
Bullshit.
You don't need much extra when
you. Did you get stuffed crust?
Normal crust, but got a garlic bread as well on the side.
To celebrate legs.
To celebrate legs.
Well, it was the first time I'd been to the gym 3 times in a week, so my momentum's back. Did legs and shoulders on a Sunday, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself tonight.
Did you treat yourself on Friday night?
Yeah, I guess you could call
what'd
it
What'd you
that.
Eat on Friday night?
So we were at the pub.
Yeah, but what'd you get?
I had a chicken parmy.
Yep.
And then there was, like, people didn't finish the pizza or their hot wings or the wedges that were doused in chicken salt. So, like, I was just helping share the Raising. Load of, you know, I didn't want it to go to waste.
It's like when
so,
you put your plate on the ground for the dog to just come and pick up the scraps.
Yeah, he was grazing.
Yeah, a bit of pizza, hot wings, wedges, yeah. Palmy.
Yeah, had a bit of Tonka about him on Friday night.
Yeah. Tonka energy. So that wasn't treating yourself. That was...
No, that was just
That was mopping up mess.
That was exactly right.
Okay, he was cleaning.
Not the same thing.
No, you're right.
But I was starving as well because I'd been to the gym twice already by that point.
As studio manager, he was just like, listen, I can't let that go.
I can't leave mess.
No.
It's a bad look. It's a bad look on the company.
As the you know, studio management.
That's right. The new market was heaving Friday night.
Oh, was it?
Pumping.
It was I had awesome. To go home, sadly, but I was...
Newmarket Friday night's a vibe. A lot of hi-vis in there, which I liked, because you just know that there's blokes that have worked hard.
Well, fucking hard day's work, like you and I.
Yeah.
You know, tough week, end of a tough week, tough...
You see, you go in there with soft, supple podcasting hands. Maybe you don't fit in, but that's okay. A couple of dribblers in there, good to see. And people just enjoying their Friday nights. Great energy in there. Fucking great.
Okay. Well, that's
huge screens as well. It's actually a great pub.
The Newmarket's actually
It's actually a
legit.
Fucking good pub. So just shout out to that.
Shout out to him.
well, good on you, Tobler. What'd you do in the gym? How long have you been there for? 20 minutes or something?
No, about 45. Okay. 45. He's did a 1K up, erg on the rower to warm up.
1K. What splits?
20 minutes.
Pretty solid. It took me like 4 minutes and 10 seconds to do 1 kilometer.
About 4 minutes and 10 seconds.
So what's doing that? About 205. That's not bad.
Okay.
I actually don't believe you.
It was pretty slow. And then, you know, squats, leg press, hamstring curls, shoulder press.
So it wasn't a leg day.
Shoulder press. It was legs and shoulders.
So what leg stuff did you do?
I just said squats, leg press, and the hamstring curls where you got to lie down and, like, grip on and then, like, kick your legs.
Squats
back.
And leg press pretty much the same thing.
I guess, kind of, just different angles.
Wiramu, do you have any answer there? You're a gym guy.
They're a bit different. Yeah, but I just feel like leg press doesn't hit your glutes as much as a squat does.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay.
And he's got a bum on him.
Oh, he's got a thang.
Wiramu.
He's got a thang.
He's got a bum on him.
He's got a thang.
He's got a thang. Anyway, good on you, Tobler. I'm happy for you, mate.
Yeah, I'm glad it wasn't a heart attack. But watch out for indigestion.
So,
that'll get you.
Yeah, what was that?
What caused the indigestion?
Like?
Did you have your good day on the weekend?
I didn't.
Fixes gout, apparently. That's not me speaking.
No,
that's
someone actually just...
I forgot to restock.
But it does help with your indigestions of the world.
Certainly does. Taking the world by storm, by the way, punters.
Helps with bloating.
Could have used
helps
that.
With energy, obviously. That's what... And listen, this has just become an ad for Good Day, but the most tangible benefit you will feel immediately is the energy it gives you through the day. This is what we found through, like everyone's saying. But then, obviously, in the background, it's also fucking helping you with mental clarity. It's helping your liver cleanse.
Sleep. Gout, etc. But everyone's like, mate, I'm just drowning in energy.
And, like, all the dribblers are onto it, and now, like, people beyond the dribblers are starting to get onto it.
They're starting
to hit us up, starting to reach out. Oh, I've been a good day.
Listen. No one's had a bad experience. It's... selling the fucking lights out.
Listen, you can't have a bad day when you're having a good day.
Bang. That wasn't an ad either.
That was not just a fucking ad.
We're just talking about our lives and it came up.
It just came up naturally.
Came up organically. Tommy Tobler over there got a bad case of the gout and he didn't have his good days. So it's pretty obvious why.
Why? Shout out to everyone who sent me lovely messages and my wife lovely messages regarding our scenario last week. Car's been found.
What state's it in?
We don't know.
How the fuck don't you know?
Well, as in, it's not like burnt out, but...
Surely someone can tell you.
Yeah, it's not burnt out, but that's basically all they can tell us. And then
why?
Because they then have to get, and this is my wife dealing with this shit, it needs to be assessed. Then the insurance company have to take it to their own independent mechanic and work out what the state of it is, how badly it was thrashed, whether it can be written off. People are telling me you probably want to get it written off, but obviously only if it's got anything wrong with it. But so now we're in that phase.
Mate, when mine got stolen, I go, what sort of nick's it in? The bloke's like, let me find out. And he called me back, he goes, apparently there's nothing wrong with it, no scratches. I go, sweet.
Yeah.
Move on. Who's like, I don't understand why they're making you go through the ringer here.
Surely
someone can go, it's not scratched. It's not
There's no scratches on it.
That's great.
But it's about the engine, like whether it's been completely fucked because it was being driven.
But surely, but if I can just play the other side, those cars are made to get thrashed.
That's like, what I would have thought as well. Like me and Steph were saying the same thing.
Made, like, they've got limiters and shit on. They're made to go 200k.
That's what they're fucking for. When they were sort of telling us like,
thrashed.
It goes 200k's, like it'll fuck it down the road. I'm like, I don't want to just ride a car off for the sake of it because it's been like stolen. Like I like the car, and like it went 200k's. Like I've driven what, let's say 130. You know, sometimes you're on the highway and you don't realize when you're fucking going quicker than you are.
Mate, that thing would gobble.
What I mean
up.
Is though, I'm saying like if you're doing that, it's only doing 70 more.
Well, I'm not.
It's just maybe if they're doing like doughies and shit.
I'm not a car. Yeah, but the doughies and shit would show up in other ways. I'm not a car dribbler.
Neither.
So I don't know for sure, but I am of the opinion, unqualified as it may be, that a lot of cars out there can do 200 on their ear.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, maybe if it's a little echo and if you've revved it to Timbuktu and it's doing 200 and it's fucking revved up to 8,000 for like half an hour, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe she's no good then. But surely these things gobble up 200.
I would have thought so, Edward. That's madness. Why I was a bit shocked. But listen, it's going to take a fucking while to work it all out, so...
That's annoying.
It is annoying, but it is what it is. Who gives a fuck? We move on. We press on. But I just wanted to say thanks to everyone because there's some very nice messages.
Beautiful.
Yep. How was your weekend, though, mate? Did you go all right? Did you do much?
Friday night, we had a good time. Wasn't too late. Got up Saturday. It was raining, drizzling a bit, which is just where the... I get into my world.
Rainy eastern suburbs weekend days when you got fucking nothing to do. I mean, I'm sure wherever you live, but that's where I live.
It was a big sleep in. It was Shogun.
How many apps you watched?
Four, I think. Okay. Four or five. Catcher. Four. Rugby league. It was Little L's. It was fucking BLT for brekkie. Into a Little L's for an early dinner.
And was Ella away?
She was out with the girls, into a McFlurry, delivered. So good.
Yeah, it's
you
nice.
Know, it was that sort of day. And then yesterday, me and Ella, we went out for breakfast and then flopped on the couch all day.
Seemed like you went a fair way out. I saw like on one of your Instagrams, it was like you're in Marrickville for breakfast or something.
Went to Newtown, yeah.
Okay.
We'll often do that.
That's a long way for a brekkie. That's just minutes. Freedom though, isn't it?
15 minutes from my house.
From Paddo to Newtown?
Yeah.
Sunday traffic?
15 minutes.
Wow.
On the way back, it was a bit of a cunt because the AFL was on.
Did the Swannies get up?
Don't know. Don't care.
I saw fucking... Well, no, we do. We got a friend. I saw Ramps on the way to the game.
Did you?
Yeah, he was
giving a holler?
Yeah, I fucking know that. He's at the traffic lights in his Swans polo. I'm like, oi.
He's walking to the game.
In his car.
Oh,
traffic
right.
lights.
Sure.
On his way to the
Didn't
game.
Didn't hear that. Well, chose not to.
You chose not to. You didn't listen. Did they win?
Yeah, 110-57 against Gold Coast.
Oh, easy.
110-57. Oh, a butt fucking.
The Suns suck.
Yeah. Where are the Swannies on the ladder?
They are second.
Fuck yeah, Swannies.
After Geelong.
Should we go to another game?
Yeah, we should.
We should ask Ramps, who we know well enough, but not well to ask him for shit, but I think we may as well.
We could probably do it. And just go,
can you give
us a box?
Like the fucking, the family, friends and family treatment?
I wouldn't mind being wine and dined at 69 in a box. What about
Papley? We know Papley as well.
Come on, box time. It's box time.
Give us some box work.
It's box time.
Yeah.
It's definitely box time.
I'd like to work a fucking AFL box.
There's absolutely no doubt in my mind, Tom, that it's box time.
Yeah.
Just is.
Yep.
Just a little shout out to Jack Edward Archdale, who will be going up to the Gold Coast this Saturday. We'll be up there too, commentating.
Podcast Royale.
Should we tell them people to buy it and shit?
Yeah, I don't know exactly where you can buy it or what's going to be happening, but the Podcast Royale, tickets are all sold out for the event itself, but then it is going to be on pay-per-view. We are commentating with the Green Machine, Danny Green, which is very, well, it's ridiculous, but we'll be up there in furs and tuxes, you best believe. Jars punching on.
Yeah.
Is he co-main?
He's co-main with Groper, who is a big man.
Jeff Athletic is in his corner.
Listen, it's worth tuning in just to see our reaction to Judge's fight. If he wins, I'll be losing. If he gets knocked out, I'll be losing it. Yeah. It's good stuff either way. Yeah. His pride will be immeasurably damaged. He'll never come back.
I love him so much. There is a part of me that wants to see him lose because of the damage it'll do to his pride.
He won't recover.
No.
He won't recover. He won't bounce back, in my opinion. No. I think he'll just be irrevocably damaged.
Yep. Much like my car. Maybe you have to write him off.
Ego-wise. So we want him to win, but...
We also want him to lose.
We also...
can you get the Podcast Royal up? I just want to actually check who the main cards are. Because then we've also got the Bloody Brilliant Beers are fighting on there.
Klutz is fighting... Tommy, I think.
Yeah. And then fucking Das is fighting a dude from the Reggie's podcast who
he's fighting that red nut who looks dangerous.
It looks like he's dangerous. Live, okay, www.livecombatsports.com.au to buy the pay-per-view.
That's livecombatsports.com.au if you want to hear
what
your heroes.
From 4:30 PM Saturday.
Stream worldwide, $30. That's all it is. That's fucking good, honest. That's good, honest fucking pay per view. Punters and Dribblers, we are brought to you by Neds. They are the betting platform of choice here at Hello Sport. Now you can follow along all of our bets in the About Even private group on the Neds app. You can also follow our profiles. As I've been saying, my civilian bets are where I seem to be doing my best work. My About Even bets starting to improve. I can feel myself starting to improve. I did hit two on the weekend.
After back-to-back triple staked losses.
The triple staked losses for unit scoopers have absolutely cut to fucking the Tiger King. I may never recover from this, but the civilian bets is where you can see me getting to my work, and that is on the profiles.
Good for you, Tommy. Ned's best in the business. Come join along. Join our About Even group if you'd like as well.
Eddie, just you're just repeating me now, are you?
I didn't hear you say that.
You just where were you? Where were you?
Pixies.
Where were you, mate?
Pixies.
Full Pixie stuff. So now you're just gonna say you're gonna talk about the fucking profiles tab as well? You're gonna talk about the About Even group? Yeah?
About Even group.
Yeah, how do you get in there?
That's what I said, code dribblers.
Oh, okay, there you go. Good. Yeah. What's this ad for again?
Neds.
Ah, yeah, great point. Glad you're listening. Pixies. Pixie Simps. Shout out to Neds. We love you, Neds. We love you. Go Manly.
Now, you win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Punters and Dribblers, there's 2 days left to be in the chance to play golf. Be in with the chance to play golf at Shorty's with myself and Eddie. Buy a six-pack of Big Day Rosé at hallosport.shop. You will go in the running. We pick two winners from the month of April. But what are we doing month of May? Because we are working our way through the remainder of the most recent vintage. Got a couple left that we want to get rid of before we then turn all of our attention to the end of the year.
Just feeling generous, Tom.
We're feeling generous, and it's sale time.
We just thought, fuck it. If you buy a case and you use the code Manly, you get $50 off the case. If you buy two cases, you get $100 off.
Yep.
You get what I'm trying to say? Go to hallosport.shop, bang, rosé on there, code Manly, $50 off a case. Pretty fucking generous if you ask me. But we love the punter and we love the dribbler. And we're just like, let's get this vintage out there to the people that want it most.
Let's get it in the gullets of the nation.
That's right. Gullet up.
I think people think that we're sincere, or that I was sincere when I put up that quote video, the quiz video. When I'm like, fuck, man, like, Sydney's second biggest newspaper quiz. Like, fucking people are like, dude, so sick.
I thought you were being a bit sincere as well.
Are you fucking serious?
I was like, quiz
in a newspaper.
But it's a nice moment, Tommy.
Listen, it's cool. Like, there's not, but I'm like putting a video out there for a fuck. You know what? Keep this in. Keep this in. Like,
you fucking did well on Instagram.
Fucking.
You were being sincere.
Streety sent us a message. I was just going, fucking with the claps. Like, congrats on the quiz, boys. I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, it's not, I'm not happy about it, but I don't, like, we're joking here, for fuck's sake. Jesus Christ, dude. I sent it to Dad and I was like, I think people think I'm serious. And then he just leaves me on red. I'm like, fuck, Dad.
Again, the double red.
This is the whole thing. I sent him the thing.
Right.
Fucking hell.
Anyway. Okay.
Should we get rugby a bit league. Of rugby league? We do it
Thanks
for KO.
Thanks to our dear friends at KO. Best in the business.
Yep.
Again, every game live and ad-free only on KO. You know the drill. And I'm here to drill it into you once more.
Yeah.
We started Thursday night. Now, the streams will be back, punters and dribblers.
They will be back. They will. We are working.
We are working around the clock. Feverishly in the background.
So close.
Eddie and I have not been off the blower, just trying to fucking get this internet.
You want to see what a pounded blower looks like? It's when Tom and I finished with it.
Yeah, we haven't stopped working. You think we fucking? You think it's all bloody, you know, long blacks and good days
and pool.
You'd be incorrect, and sets.
Yeah, you know,
no, you'd be incorrect.
And film sets and stuff.
Film sets and no. You know, high flying.
No, we quiz work questions. That. We work the blower.
Yeah,
we're blowermen, and we work them.
Yeah. It's hard to see how frustrated you guys get on the blower as well. Like,
I know, because yeah. it's hard to watch. We keep getting the run around, yeah. But we are close, are we, Tobler? What did I tell you?
You told me that we are waiting from a call back.
Yeah. Yes.
For a technician to come out. I'm pretty sure that's what you told me.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think you told me that we should get that call back in the next couple of days. Yeah, so
that's right.
I'm pretty sure you were pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I remember it.
Mm. Yeah.
So we're waiting on a technician to call us back, and then they're going to come around and we're going to hook it up and we'll be back. We'll be back and ripping and
but
horny.
As of right now, we are still horny, but we're not ripping on the streams. You and I were in Melbourne anyway for this game, so we wouldn't have been able to do the stream because we were down there for set life, shortest day of work ever.
It was the shortest. I loved it. Loved every second of it.
No complaints.
But it was
half an hour.
Max. Possibly less.
And you know what? It was a...
I'm not ruling out 20 minutes.
It was a really rewarding 30 minutes.
Yeah, we were 20.
20, 30 minutes. But it was 30 minutes, 20 minutes nonetheless to go down to Melbourne. We basically spent the majority of our time in Melbourne. In fact, we've got like 4 hours at the pub.
We're at the Wild Geese.
Yeah.
In Brunswick. We spent most of our time there. Shout out to the dribbler who's cooking up our chicken and leek.
Douglas?
Doug, man, yeah. He made a delicious pie. Chicken and leek.
Not a big deal. Should we talk a bit of rugby league? the Storm beat the Roosters. Sure. It was a close game.
I tell you, listen, you watch this game and you realise why Joseph Suaalii hasn't scored much this year.
Yeah.
Not at all, even. Because he does get the footy.
He doesn't get the ball.
No one passes.
So Eddie and I were sitting there at the Wild Geese in Brunswick.
Eating chicken and leek.
Chicken and leek.
We had a Guinness, too.
We had a Guinness, couple of whiskeys, fresh off the back of a brave 20, rewarding 20 minutes worth of work. And we're like, what are we going to... Let's just have a punt here. Let's enjoy ourselves. So we said, hey, let's put something in the account and we'll get on Xavier Coates. I'm like, fuck yeah. Then what happens?
No, because we go Xavier Coates, that's it.
That's it. Just
done.
Xavier Coates.
Easy, chilled.
Done.
Xavier Coates, he'll score done. For sure. Done.
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 Done. And then you think to yourself, ooh.
What about if we throw in Joseph, a Suaalii?
But is Joseph back on the wing? Yeah, he is, bro.
Dude, of course he hasn't been scoring in the centres. Now he's on the wing.
Let's move him out further.
What we didn't pay attention to is the fact that Joey Manu was the center.
And he doesn't his pass. Half was friend of the show, Connor Watson, who's not usually there, so it's a little bit...
I'm not prepared to blame Connor for a single thing. I think Connor would have loved for Sualee to score. I think Joey Manu, hey, golden boot winner, phenomenal rugby league footballer, far be it for me to criticise the great and powerful Joey Manu, but what is a feature of his game is that he hates to pass the ball. And we should have thought about that before we threw fucking Sualee.
So a more prudent bet would have been Coates into Manu.
Yeah, or just Coates. And we threw the bet anyway. Yep. If we'd just thrown the bat at Coates, it would have been slightly less, but it would have been rewarding.
Correct. Now, if I'm a Roosters fan, I'm starting to get a little bit annoyed. Because your team's so good on paper, but you're just not that good.
But they're also not that bad.
But like they're not that good. They don't win big games anymore.
They don't win much. You know, they don't really win much. And that's no disrespect. The Storm, again, just winning tight ones.
The Storm are just
really, really good at winning tight ones. I've been saying it all year, and they've been doing it. But they...
They've lost to Melbourne Storm, this is the Roosters. Then they 2-point win against the Knights, who stink. Then they lose to the Dogs.
Dogs are good. I've been saying it.
Yeah, but they weren't good at the time, Tom. They lost to the Panthers. Like, where are they at on the ladder? They're 11th.
Where are we on the ladder?
5th.
Oh, entrenched, dude.
5-time.
Entrenched.
5th, baby. So the Roosters are coming 11th with that side, and it's just... They're not that good.
No.
They're just not.
The Storm might be the least... Like, of any team, they're almost like robotic. They have no personality. Munster has personality, but as a team, like...
No, there's personality just robots. In the team.
Yes, but the team is just robotic, bland.
It's AI.
It's AI, dude. It's AI.
And they play AI rugby league.
They do.
How can we be efficient and win the game?
We must win the game here. How do we win the game.
We will not beat ourselves. You will have to beat us.
We are behind. How do we come from behind? Congratulations on another win.
So robotic.
They're so
boring.
Robotic, dude. It's fuck the Storm.
Their biggest win this season's only been by 8 points.
Yeah, that's it, of course.
It's robotic rugby league.
We don't need to score more points than we need to win.
All you need to do is score up more points than the opposition, and you will secure 2 points. That's Storm footy.
That's rugby league. That's Storm rugby league. It's AI, and it's fucking scat. But, like, two teams I don't care about. I actually...
Try put 60 on in a match and get the dub.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'd say. Just try to do that.
Try to do that.
Try put 60 on.
I prefer the Roosters to lose than the Storm in terms of, like, teams I hate.
I have always subscribed to this mantra. Roosters must always lose.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. And Guru's worried about Guru's Trent Robinson.
Oh, is he starting to worry now?
Yeah,
as well?
he just doesn't like the press conferences Trent's doing. A lot of whinging. And not enough sort of self-reflection. You know, blaming the refs a lot for games they've never looked like winning.
Yep. Listen, you and I have been, we broke the, we're newsbreakers.
We checked the tapes. We've been saying it for years.
Years. And that's no disrespect to the great Trent Robinson. We are just calling it as we see it. The man, not a great coach. can't coach is what we're hearing.
Well,
you and
I have always said this. You need an immortal or a rung below immortal half to get the job done at the Roosters. And at the moment, they don't have that.
No.
Thus not winning. So you need like a Kronk. You know, if Cleary went there, they'd go pretty well.
Well, I hear they're looking at him.
Oh, they're looking at him?
Yeah, they're looking at Cleary.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
So, you know, is there someone at the door? What's
that? Who's that?
Hello.
Who's that, Totes?
What do we got, Totes? Delivery? What?
Oh.
What the fuck is that?
What is that?
Did you order...
Who ordered a pizza?
Take it over to him.
Are you serious?
What did he get?
What did he get? Show me what he got. Domino's.
It better be
not an ad.
Did they put enough cheese?
Oh,
on?
Oh my god!
Yuck. Can you get on the camera?
Put show the camera. Sobla.
Oh wow! This is I scheduled the delivery for after the podcast.
Are you
this is
so embarrassing. Sobla?
Oh, it's come early.
This is so embarrassing.
Oh, it's come early.
Sobla. Oh, the heart attack special.
The heart attack special.
The four cheese. The four cheese.
What is wrong with you, dude?
Oh, it smells fucking good. That smells like a heart attack at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Have a piece.
Have a piece, mate. Come on.
Rightio.
Sobla. Jesus, mate. It's not lunchtime yet, bro.
This is still intermittent fast territory.
No, I know. It usually is, but, you know, I must be withdrawing from all the four cheeses leaving my body from last night.
You did do legs, mate.
You did legs fucking 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Is that pretty good?
Tastes delicious.
Yeah.
Well done on legs yesterday.
Looks like
mate.
You've done extra cheese there.
It does look very cheesy. I'm disappointed they forgot the cheesy crust as well, which is always nice. Right. You know, it dominoes.
Yeah, I didn't know that was an option. Not an ad either, by the way. That's disgusting, Tobla. That's
sorry, but big dogs got to eat. I don't know if you heard, but I went to the gym 3 times last week.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, right. So you've earned it. Well done, mate.
You enjoy that.
Next game, please. Or are you just do you want a moment just to get this?
I can do both. Yeah,
do you want a moment just to get down the other slice?
Finish that. He's breathing heavy.
He's breathing heavy, all right. Yeah. A little stiffy over there. I'm annoyed at myself because I looked at this game Friday evening at Wynn Stadium, Dragons Warriors. I'm like, Dragons win that.
Well, did you say? Well, we know the Wynn Stadium, but also the Warriors' record. Apparently, was it Rando who said it that the Warriors' record was shit there?
Dog shit. But they've won the last two, which so threw it's, people
well.
Off.
So then you have to go to the recent.
But thing. it just felt like an ambush.
I will say this, and I mean it with sincerity, but I hate that I'm saying it. The Dragons, whilst they are an awful rugby league side, and they bring good sides down to their level. Like, they won't get above, they won't make the finals, but they'll, like, make good teams play shit. They're not going to win the wooden spoon.
I'll tell you what I won't be doing That's next year. I'll tell you what I'm doing, won't be doing next year for the 10th season in a row.
Yep.
Tipping the Dragons to get the spoon.
You just
I've just got to let it go.
Yeah.
I've just got to let it go because they never get close. They never get close.
They always seem to find a way.
Are they in the eight now? You know by round 10 they'll be in trouble.
They're ninth?
Yeah. By round 10 they start to snowball and fall off a rugby league cliff.
Yep.
That is the way of the Dragon, but they always start well. 30-12.
They didn't look like doing anything.
SJ scores first, but that's it.
That was it. That was it. Listen, the Warriors, I mean, I'm not too concerned if I'm a Warriors fan. Again, it's the Dragons, right? They do this to teams. You just go, whatever. It was Wynn Stadium. It was a 6 p.m. game on a Friday. Like, who gives a fuck?
Poosling a slot.
Yep.
You're going to get dragged down into the muck in that slot. I've been there. I've
experienced I don't think I'll ever criticize a team for losing to the Dragons at Wynn Stadium.
No.
I just think, like, yeah, that's what happens.
It does. It's think about this from the Warriors. You got to fly to Sydney, then you got to get on the bus down to Wollongong.
It was rainy and windy and shit, wasn't it? It's right on the beach, so you there get that been, sea there breeze been, just blasting.
There would have been an easterly blaster fucking coming in, whatever the word is,
whatever it is,
know, just wind terms, you know.
It was windy, probably.
and you would have been out there thinking to yourself, why in the fuck do I play rugby league? What am I doing here?
It'd be the only time players don't fucking want to play the game.
Yeah, it's a beautiful stadium in the afternoon when the sun's shining on a beautiful day, but it was wet, it was raining, it was windy, it was Friday night, and all the boys would have been thinking about was being nice and warm at the pub, eating chicken and leeks, knocking back Guinness.
Yeah, talking to a guy called Douglas.
That's all they would have wanted.
Yeah.
And I can respect him for that, and thus the loss.
Is there anything out of this game that I'm forgetting that was, like, memorable? I don't think so. You know? I don't think so.
This was not a memorable game.
This was not a memorable game. They won't be talking about this game in 3 days, let alone 3 years. You know what I mean? They won't remember this game.
No, that's right.
Get me away.
Although the Mad Dragon will be touching himself.
I know. He will be touching himself. He will be. Imagine him having a pool.
Jesus Christ. Is that where we've gone? Is that where we're at?
As if you can't imagine the state he'd be in. You said he'd be touching himself. You put it into my mind, cunt. You made me think about it.
His latest video had shades of Buffalo Bill as well that he put on Instagram.
Can you put it up?
Would you like to watch
it? Is he dancing around with a mangina?
Has he tucked his shit between his legs?
I don't want to spoil it.
Because that's Buffalo Bill.
Dude, can we Photoshop his face on a Buffalo Bill scene and just be him like before a Dragons game?
Or after a win.
Or after a win.
After a win.
Yeah, we'll do that. And watch him not win now for fucking 3 years. I didn't think this one was one of his best. He looks fucking weird, but it wasn't one of his best.
Fans. It's game day. And we are 3-3. We're going okay.
Look at this weird room in his house he's filming.
But the truth is...
He's got the internet on his TV. No, I was zooming in on that TV trying to see what was
on. Today... We play the New Zealand
He's got the
Warriors.
Fucking iron in the background.
I know.
And no one can argue that's someone. Now let's face facts. In 2024, we're not winning the comp. But this sort of opponent, a genuine top four threat, this is what 2024 is all about for the Dragons. It's about showing improvement. It's about building belief within the squad. It's about showing up and competing for large portions of the game against quality opposition. Showing our fans, showing our teammates.
Comments, the pauses for dramatic effect doing my head in.
That we can do it. We can put together 80 What's minutes consistently, TV, week in, week out. We can beat anyone. And I think as a club...
He's pausing the fuck out of this, dude.
Today, we take on the Warriors at home, and we can win. We can beat them. We just have to trust in ourselves.
It's like a beat too long.
We must believe in ourselves. We have to follow our heart. Overcome. Improve, endure. Come on, Dragons fans. Fire!
I want footage of like outside in another room.
Yes,
just hear
dude.
Him do it, dude.
Dude, we need to just try and work out a way where we can go. Like, if we got to fly to Perth, I don't know. I just feel like it has to happen. Before we get into the Eels Dolphins, Eddie, we have this. Big old box that arrived. Told us said don't open it until we're on the show. So now we're officially on the show. And we'll open it. How do you feel about that?
Go for gold. It's got his name on it though, which I don't like.
Whose name?
Tobler's.
Oh, okay. Well, who's this sent to? Is this illegal then technically?
It's sent to all of us, but Tobler's name's also on it.
That's a nice gesture.
Is it technically then illegal to be opening Tobler's mail? If there's a cheese pizza in here, Tobler, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Could be the pizza kit I ordered.
Tickle me blocker product manual. Edward, I'm going to give that to you.
Show me it.
Okay, so he's sewn. Who? He, I don't know. She, maybe they have sewn blocker's face onto a, what's this, like a Tommy Turbo.
Product description. This, look how long the product description is. This seems fucking ridiculous.
From Bailey.
A long-awaited addition to the Hello Sport merchandise collection, Tickle Me Blocker is sure to fly off the shelves this upcoming rugby league season. The hand-sewn plush toys sourced from the finest homegrown Australian wool showcases the face of utter rugby league dribble Blocker Roach.
In a competition.
In all its bloated and leathery glory.
The other week, the Tigers played in Tamworth, and I spoke to Tim Sheens for about 20 minutes. I was convinced after talking to him for 20 minutes that they could win the comp this year.
Tickle Me Blocker immortalises the ponderings from this doyen of the commentary box, who's often described as a modern-day Aristotle. Boasting a decorated career spanning over 40 years and counting, Blocker has slowly evolved from a hard-hitting representative footballer to a modern-day philosopher. Okay. His last... Okay. Do we need to read all that?
No. Probably not. Listen.
Single squeeze, play one of the 12 tracks at random. Double squeeze, play track 1, 2, or 3 in sequential order. Long squeeze, changing single squeeze function from playing a random track to playing through each track sequentially from 1 to 12. It used to select a particular track to play from 4 to 2. He's got all the tracks on here. Track 1, you're a dribbler. 2, Danny Camp, not the fastest bloke.
I didn't really sleep quite comfortably the night before. I knew I was playing the Bulldogs on a Sunday afternoon.
Me think it amazing. Penalised for stupidity. Tim Sheen's the Tiger's Whisperer. I'm about the fan. Dogs of War. Tigers win 6. Sleepless nights. Pain of the Tigers. Ooh, an effing wombat.
So if you listen to me, you're a dribbler.
Okay, listen. Shout out. It's okay. I'm not anti it. I love. Can I see what I need from a Tickle Me blocker? And maybe I'm asking too much. Like, I love. This is. Look, it's probably better than the. It's,
he's given the software instructions,
which is nice. That's it's a nice weird. Touch. It's a nice touch. I mean, it's a TLDR sort of a thing here.
I'll tell you what I need. What do I need personally?
Well, I'm also going to tell you. I need. A fucking doll that is made specifically to look like Blocker Roach. Not a sewn-on face onto a fucking, what's probably a Tommy Turbo Origin toy. Not a fucking possessed, psycho, scary doll that we've got behind the About Even set. With, like, this is better than that. That this, psycho one.
This but is
like,
better. This
but
is
that
way,
doll's had a bit more effort, but it's fucked up.
This is way better. But, it, you know Tickle Me Elmo?
I need it to be like a Muppet-looking blocker.
Like that.
I need a Muppet-looking blocker. And if someone can find one or find where it can be made, I'm happy to even pursue it myself. But Jesus.
Not the fastest bloke in the competition.
Getting wrecked, though. That's I like that. That's good.
This is much better than that.
The audio quality way better.
Audio is way better.
Didn't send any M&Ms, which I'm actually happy about.
And this is no disrespect to Denham Kemp. Not the fastest bloke... in a competition.
Not good enough, but pretty good. Not good enough, but pretty good.
I also like Shane Keith Technologies.
Yeah, I like that.
That's good.
Trademarked.
Trademarked.
This is good, but it's not.
It's not great.
Great.
Now, shout out to Bailey for sending that through.
Well done, mate. Sit here, bro.
Yeah.
Next to you, mate.
Let's get back to the rugby league here, right? The Eels... The Fish. Now, I think it's fair to say, and I say this sort of with a heavy heart because I know there's a lot of Eels fans listening and I feel for you. I can only imagine what it would be like to lose 44-16 to the Fish, but like light a match, set their season on fire. It's done.
It's done.
Season's over.
No, it's over.
Brad Arthur's starting to, like, this. The whispers are starting to come for Brad Arthur as well, right? Like, when you already haven't, they're like, hey, longest serving coach, I think, without a fucking, like, longest current serving coach in the NRL without a premiership.
They had their opportunity.
They had their opportunity. They and can't they came win up, without
they
Mitch
came
Moses.
Up. They came up against a red-hot Panthers side who pounded them into the core of the earth. Manhandled them.
Panthers?
Panthers, yeah. Who'd I say? Oh, no, I'm saying when the grand final, the one they could have won. Well, the season, their most promising season in millennia, Tom.
Mm.
And you couldn't get the job done. Obviously, Tom and I subscribe to the notion that the Eels will not win before the sun explodes. I stand by that. And I like that Brad Arthur might be getting the boot because it just, you know. It means I'm correct.
I like Brad Arthur, so I don't want that. I don't like that in that sense. I think that the Eels just generally are
it's a sign good. Of a side that can't win. That's correct. All I'm saying.
I did have Sean Lane first try scorer. Thank you so much. Now, didn't have it on About Even, which hurts, but if you follow my profiles on Ned's, not an ad, you would have seen it. Just saying. They were in the fucking game, dude. First half, I mean, it was a bit of a poo slinger. Don't call it a poo slinger. But it was like, you know, it was pretty poor rugby league football. And then the second half, it was...
Floodgates.
49, 51, 55, 57, 63, 69, 71, 74. Like, the Eels sucked ball sacks.
49, 51, 55, 57, 63, 69, 71, 74. That is outrageous.
Yeah, outrageous.
That is absolutely outrageous.
8 tries in 25 minutes.
And everyone, like, I mean, I'm a friend of the show, Ryan Girdler of Can't Call Us Flat Track Bullies Anymore, bruh, was like, it's almost like the most absurd period of rugby league like I've ever seen. I'm paraphrasing him here. It was in the paper yesterday. But...
like, the most absurd period of rugby league he's ever seen.
Well, like for the Eels, Eels rugby league. It was just like how fucking, the capitulation was just, like it didn't even make sense almost.
Came out of nowhere, Tom.
Yeah.
Didn't say the right thing at the half.
No, well, obviously not. Or said, yeah, didn't, well, definitely didn't say the right thing. Could have said the wrong
thing. It's just a poor time in the sheds, really.
Wayne Bennett wasn't there either. Wayne Bennett was struck down with flu. So Christian Wolf was taken over. That fullback... Trey Fuller for the Fish. He's got a bit about him, Trey Fuller.
You like Trey?
Well, the hammer was out, and Trey Fuller did the damn thing.
Shout out to Trey Fuller. Jack Bostock as well.
Jack Bostock,
had a,
yeah.
Bostock. Had a Hattie. Credit to him. Let's continue.
Yeah. But, I mean, I just like the... Oh, what also, the was it the Fish that have, like, they're sponsored by a weed brand that they had to cover up on their top, was that?
Yeah, what's something Leaf. Alterna Leaf. Which they had covered up in the first half, and then when they came out on the second half, they didn't have the tape on it anymore.
All of them had it uncovered?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
So what's that about?
I thought it was covered up the whole game.
Can you figure that out?
Alterna Leaf, there's something where they're like the TGA's getting them.
But why cover it up? Why have it uncovered in the second half?
That's all, I didn't know they had it uncovered in the second half.
TGA, mate. Can't fuck with them.
Hey, don't fuck with the TGA, bro.
We love you, TGA.
We love you, TGA. Thank you
just
so much.
Just keep loving us.
For all the claims you've given us.
Panthers 22 defeat the Tigers 6. That was at Carrington Park in Bathurst.
Yep.
I was a 14 and a half away from a unit scooper. Obviously, you never... Don't trust the Tigers is basically all there is to it.
No. Like, you know, everyone can sort of get excited and have your heart warmed by, like, oh, they won a couple of games. They beat Parramatta. Lockie Galvin's cool. Olam's doing well. But, like, they're still probably, they're not, don't expect anything. Just don't.
Do you expect anything, Totes?
I didn't tip him.
But do you?
As in, you tip against your side?
Him. Yeah.
Oh.
Dude. Come on. If you go for the Tigers and you tip him every week, like you're instantly just putting yourself in a bad spot.
Nah,
look,
dude, you have to fuck.
Whatever, I didn't tip him. We tend to hang in games a little bit better, but like, yeah, I agree with you. Like, we're still not like...
I can't believe you didn't tip your side. That's so fucked up.
Whatever. Do you reckon you'll win the comp next year when Luai comes?
Yeah.
Well, that's...
Nah.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Do you think you'll ever win the comp again?
Tough question. Like, mate, based on the last 10 years, it's not looking great, is it? But... one can dream. You have to dream. You have to hold on to hope that you're going to. Otherwise, like,
what's the point?
What are you doing?
It's actually been more than 10 years. 12
yeah, nearly 20 years. Since the Tigers won.
When did you win 2005?
Oh, sorry, when we made the finals, yeah.
When did you last make the final?
2011.
Yeah. And was that when you missed out on the grand final by like a fucking Warriors try?
Yeah, no, that was the second round of finals though.
Yeah, right.
We didn't make it to the prelim that year.
Yeah. Sucked in. All right, let's move on. Panthers won. That seems to be what you'd expect in that game. Titans, Manly, brave game, brave win. Poosling a slot, 5:30 Saturday. I got to say, we can't defend very well, or at times we can't.
It was wet.
It's
hard to defend in the wet.
We can score fucking tries, though. Jesus Christ. I was also a turbo away from a turbo Hattie in my own personal betting, and he got one, and then they called it a forward pass, and it broke my little heart.
All you can do, punters and dribblers, in a slot that was designed to fuck you, is go out, roll up your sleeves, score 34 brave rugby league points, and walk away with 30. The win. I was worried about this slot, and rightly so. It was a danger slot. And the game, was a fucking bit of a shit show, to be honest. It was just back and forth.
Well, there was
like
no
a game
defense.
Of basketball.
Yeah, the defense was non-existent from both teams. Again, you just got to win the ugly ones, Ed. You know, you just got to win the ugly ones. You get in there, yeah, not a great performance, but who gives a fuck? We win the game of rugby league.
This was a hideous game.
It was a hideous game.
It was a bog trotter.
Real Brucey bog trotter. I was always confident we'd win it, even when we were like, you know, the lead was changing hands. I was just like, I just was feeling like we'd win it. Now, would I have been surprised
but that
if
was
we
only...
lost it? No.
As soon as I saw us throw the footy around and we were scoring points, I'm like, we should be able to score more than them.
Yes. We're better than
them. It's when we just freeze up and don't throw the pill, Tom.
Yeah.
That's when
we need to let it sing. Would like to start to see some defense come into our repertoire. We do have a habit of getting out to an early lead and just letting them back in. I don't know whether that is Manly start really well and blow teams away, and then we just think, oh, well, this is going to be easy. Or whether teams start to like, no, okay, just get in the grind with them. Do you know what I mean? Because we did it against the Eels, did it against the, who did we play last week? Warriors. And then we did it again this time. Got out to another nice lead. And even in, I was listening to 2GB commentary and they were like, this is Manly, look like they're about to blow them away here. And then before you know it, AKP scored two tries and they're back in it. And you're just like, fuck off.
Yeah. We were humming along rather nicely. But these things can be fixed, Tom.
Mm.
I'm not too concerned about tightening up the defence. That'll come.
We can just, you need to be able to score points.
We're just building into the season here, mate. We're building into the season.
I'm with you.
Now, for clubs that don't make the eight, you wouldn't get what building into the season means. But what it means is go out there, score a shitload of points, and then start to restrict.
Have we heard anything from Clarkey? Where's he at 0-7? Is he posting anything? Like,
what's their schedule look like? Have they got winnable games coming up, or are they...
Yeah, they've got the Warriors on Thursday.
Away.
Wow.
Their first Anzac game in New Zealand.
Nice.
You're getting pumped.
Yeah, you're getting absolutely fed.
You're getting absolutely...
New Zealand, yeah,
you're getting fed. Absolutely pounded.
Then they've got the Storm at home.
Oh.
Okay. Pounded.
Cowboys at home.
Cowboys are fucked. Like, you want to talk about clubs that should be, like... And again, not calling for anyone's head, but like... Toddy Payton, who was at one point had a statue built in his honour in the shape of a huge penis.
Mr. Suckable
is what he was called up in Townsville. Your team's too good to be this shit. Like, you've got too many good players to be so bad. I don't understand. Your attack sucked and your defence sucked. You couldn't score a point and they put fucking shitloads on you.
You suck.
And it's the Sharks who... With the greatest
respect.
Sharks
are getting, they're getting better. Sharks are getting
better.
Yeah,
they're getting better, sure, but with respect to the Sharks, they aren't like, the jury's still out on where the Sharks are at, I think.
I don't think the jury's out on where the Cowboys are at.
No, that's not what I said. I said where the Sharks are at. The Cowboys are shit. The Cowboys are a shit rugby league team. And they've got strike all across the park.
They've got rugby league strike, but they're not putting it together, mate. They've got a bit of the Roosters about them.
I don't know what's a fucking...
They made so many errors yesterday in that game against the Sharks.
Thank God Nanai didn't score, because otherwise the Lippy would have got a $50...
Yeah.
Well, $25 unit scooper. Anyway, it didn't happen.
No, that's a bad even thing, don't worry. But
I know we're bouncing all over the map here, but basically the Seagulls win.
Manly won, who gives a
shit? Seagulls win, we're fifth.
Move on.
All you need to know. Manly win. Seagulls win, we're fifth. Broncos pump the Raiders.
This was the easiest bet of the round. Like...
What was the line?
7.5 when I got on it. I just went. I was like, this is so easy. I also had Huddy Young first try score. It ends up being a knock on. It was my fault as well. I think I caused the knock on because he scores. I get up in the living room and I start humping the air and I start telling Steph how much money I won. And then I see the replays. He's knocked it on. I'm of the belief, Eddie, that before I got up out of my chair and started thrusting my penis around my living room, that he had put that ball down properly and that the rugby league gods went, getting too big for your boots, we're going to make that a knock-on.
Well, that's a classic EC.
Yep.
Classic early cry.
Yep. Penis thrust.
Yeah, it's a PC. It's a penis, or PT.
PT.
Penis it's thrust PTC. Into an EC. Now, the Bulldogs.
Well, hold on. Oh, Bulldogs. Okay, yeah, right.
Bulldogs beat the Knights.
I called this as well, just so you know. The Knights are shit.
Knights are shit. Ponga's gone, so it'll
Ponga's out for a couple of months now, we're saying.
They're saying 3 months. Is that the male gentleman?
He's out for 2 months, but then I think if he elects to get surgery, it'll be 3.
That would be absolutely devastating.
That's also Origin done for him.
So he's facing the season out.
So that's Origin. That's an easy decision for
the bush poet, Billy Slater.
That's right, because there's been a lot of chat recently. Who do you pick at fullback? Well, it's pretty easy now. You're not going to pick Ponga off the hospital bed, are you?
No.
Unfortunate for Kalong. Thoughts and prayers with him,
yep.
But Knights now officially fucked. You can put a line through them.
They were fucked already, officially fucked now. That is for damn sure. Hip pointer?
He went in with a hip pointer injury, but then he did his ankle on the weekend.
Oh, he did his ankle?
A foot injury, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Did you see Jack Hetherington shaping up?
Yeah, so him and friend of the show, Reece Walsh, getting into a bit of a stink on the field. Reed Marnie. What I saw in that scuffle did not seem to me to warrant 10 in the bin each. Did I miss something? Did they
I think what happened was, like, the ref came over and initially dispersed it, and then they went back at it again, and he was like, nah, you're off. Like, you're taking the piss now.
Right.
So this
Jack
Hetherington,
a bit of a psychopath, a rugby league psychopath, from what I understand. Like, not someone
Big
you'd want to fuck
too.
With. I respect Reed, the niggly little shit, getting in there and getting, like a hooker should, you know? Like a rugby league hooker should.
Well, any hooker in the rugby, in the NRL in particular, worth his soul, that's not prepared to be a niggly little cunt.
Yeah.
You're up against
But it. You can, and like, you know, we've met Reed before, seems like a lovely guy, but on the field you could tell he at least looks like the sort of player who would be an annoying little bastard. Don't you reckon?
He'd get under your skin. You'd need to have the thickest of skin,
yeah,
to prevent him from getting up in India.
But
now,
to
watch,
show,
the, watch
to,
this tunnel.
But
footage.
To show, like, because again, people that I was speaking to yesterday were like, "Yeah, Jack Hetherington's a fucking nice guy, but like a psychopath." The behaviour in the tunnel only confirms screw loose city, right?
But he watch him shape up here.
He's got like a smile on his face.
He's got
as well.
Oh, they don't. They haven't shown the start of it.
No, they might.
He's like. He's like.
There you go.
There he is.
I think he's joking, and
I think
it's
he's joking
a fucking
as well.
Storm in a teacup.
I think he's joking as well.
People are getting really pissed off about it. I'm like, he's clearly
Why?
Fucking around. Like, he's clearly, to me, that's like, oh, we're off the field.
Yeah,
and
look,
now it's
that's
a
joke. He's smiling.
The thing was, Reed doesn't even look like he's looking.
He's not looking.
That's
he's got
the
his
problem.
Head down.
Yeah.
And then he.
I think it looks way worse because they pull him away and all that sort of shit.
Like, there's a smile there.
And even Cameron Seraldo came out in the presser afterwards. He's like, I know Jack Hetherington. He's a good dude. Like,
unless that's the smile of a psychopath.
Psycho. That also could be it. That could be the smile.
I've been watching Baby Reindeer. I watched Baby Reindeer last night.
What the fuck is that?
This new show on Netflix, number one, very popular.
What's it about?
She's a stalker. She's stalking this guy and...
Fact, fiction or...
Real life.
Oh.
But it's dramatized. Anyway, it's
what
very
do you mean
good.
It's real life then. How the fuck does that work?
Well, the guy.
It's based on a true story?
The guy in it, the guy, the main character who wrote and directed and produced it, is the guy who got stalked.
Oh.
But he's playing himself, and then they've obviously got actors around him.
Oh, but it's a true story.
True story.
Hectic.
Anyway.
I'm assuming this was after Ella didn't want to watch any more Shogun.
She didn't watch Shogun.
Yeah,
she was out of the house.
And then she came back.
That was Shogun time.
And then you switch over to Baby Reindeer.
When she was out and about doing a thing, I was Shogunning and eating McFlurries.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing.
Yep.
But Jack Hetherington there, if he's been sincere, has got a lot of the stalker in Baby Reindeer.
He's
about.
Offered a one-match ban?
Why?
Come on. Unless he was serious. That's the only thing I can think of.
And then Marnie was charged for the same offence at a lower grade, just receiving a fine for $1,000.
Wait, Marnie gets charged for getting pushed in the fucking... In the
this
tunnel?
Is what, I think it's for the on-field.
Oh, that'd be the on-field.
Okay, right.
But then Hetherington's grade was increased because of this stuff in the tunnel.
Everyone in this image is smiling that we can see.
I'm confused here. Hetherington offered a one-match ban for his altercation with Reed Marnie is the post on the KO. Then it says Hetherington will cop 2 weeks if he challenges. Oh,
and
sorry.
Loses.
I didn't read that correctly. If he challenges, that makes sense.
You've got to read everything first.
Yeah, I know, dude, but fuck that.
I see nothing wrong with this brouhaha in the tunnel. I think it's a bit of fun.
Because
yeah,
the Bulldogs trainers are
smiling.
They're smiling. Because he was bopping around like a fucking idiot.
Did Hetherington used to play for the Dogs? I think he played there for a little bit. He was definitely Panthers, wasn't he? Panthers and Dogs and Knights?
They did, but they didn't cross over. So Hetherington finished in 22 and Reid got there at start of 23. They might have crossed over in the offseason.
He was only there for a year.
No, I don't mean, like, not even the crossover so much as, like, I mean, you know, it was just more that, like, the trainers sort of know him. He's like, maybe he just feels a bit comfortable. I don't know. It's, if it was serious, that smile is the most terrifying thing I've ever seen.
Ever seen. Absolutely terrifying.
Yeah. And he probably deserves more if he was.
If Jack's been fair income, then I'm not ruling a straight jacket out.
Because the Hannibal Lecter shit. Yeah, he should be wheeled out onto the field in like a Hannibal Lecter suit. Like, because that's crazy talk.
That is sicko stuff.
Yeah.
I do believe, though, Jack, that you were taking the piss.
I think so, and applaud it. I applaud it, dude.
We need more of that stuff in rugby league. That's what makes the game so great. Yep. Characters.
Yeah.
Larrikins, Tom. And that's larrikin behaviour from Jack Hetherington there in what was a pretty rank loss for the Knights.
Mm-hmm.
On we go. Now, the last game of the round, 42 plays 6. The Sharks absolutely pounded the Cowboys, who we've already gone over.
Yeah, we have.
Play rugby league.
Cowboys suck.
Great day out for Braden Trindle. Great day out for Renato Mulitalo. Great day out for the Sharks.
Samuel Stone Street on debut.
Great name. Stone Street. Samuel Stone Street. Bit of union about Stone Street.
There is a bit. And the Samuel. Because in rugby league, you're a Sam.
Yeah. He's in the wrong game,
Sam
really,
Burgess,
isn't he?
Sam Thaiday.
Well, that's the state of rugby union in this country. We're starting to get union players
coming over.
And you're going to start seeing more double barrel last name streets, Samuels instead of Sam, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I think put a line through the Cowboys now.
Yeah.
They're done.
Yeah. They're done. They suck. Well, apparently Rusty's back in the country to fucking start snapping necks and cashing checks.
He's had to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Like, you don't want that, do you? If you're JD, you got fucking Russell Crowe back in the country. Like, oh, no.
Where's he live now?
Rusty?
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you. Could not tell you. Yeah, look, here you go. Buzz talking about fucking Brad Arthur in the bloody gun. In the gun. I think Buzz also wants Sue Lee. I can't believe Sue Lee's being spoken about in Origin circles, by the way.
By whom?
I think Madge was even mentioning it. Like, he was mentioned last week. Like, maybe Saturday, the papers on Saturday, someone was like, oh, yeah, that he's being spoken about. I'm like, and this is no disrespect to Sue Lee. I'm concerned because he hasn't touched a ball this year.
He had a good tap back. That was about it.
He can play, but, like, you want someone who's held the football, and at the Roosters, they don't give it to him.
So you think he needs to have held more steam?
The concern I would have with Joseph Suaalii playing for the New South Wales Speed Blitz Blues.
That's
cricket, I think.
Yeah, wrong sport.
I know.
I think Buzz Rothfield was just asked the question on Big Sports Breakfast, and he said that he's not a fan of it.
Yeah. But that's not where the story started. The story started before that. Buzz has continued the story. If you don't hold the football, Edward, my concern is that when in the cauldron of origin, when you're called upon by your state to catch the football, to run with it in your hands, to put it down over the line, to rise high above your opponent, to catch the football, if you haven't touched one all season, that could be a problem.
A lack of pill. You can suffer as a football from a distinct lack of pill.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't mean that if he was given the opportunity to
hold the ball
more, he couldn't rise high through the ranks in terms of who's next man up for the state. But I would completely agree with you, Tom, that I'd like to see those wearing the blue of the Speed Blitz Blues.
Yeah.
I'd like to see those players having touched a lot of pill.
Fuck loads. Like, I reckon if you were to go through the amount of times Joey Manu's touched... Joey Suaalii has touched the ball this year, what are we saying, 30 times?
I tell you how many times he touched it on Friday night, Thursday night. I reckon it was about three times.
Three times. Not his fault. He wanted the ball. He was saying as much with his body language.
You could tell he was screaming for it.
He was screaming for the ball. He just wasn't given an opportunity to touch the ball, and that would be my concern.
Huge concern.
Yeah.
Massive concern. I don't think you can pick a bloke who's only touched the ball fucking 10 times this year.
Yeah.
That's not enough.
It's just fucking, it's unders.
It's unders.
It's unders.
I don't know what overs is, but I know what unders looks like.
20 over seven games, unders. Not his fault, by the way.
Not his fault. Not his problem. Just
not enough.
It's not enough to warrant selection in the speed blitz.
Blues. Punters and dribblers, there are only, what, there's less than 10 days to go for your chance to go in the running to play golf with Eddie and myself at Shorty's Golf Course. All you need to do to enter is go to hallosport.shop and buy a six-pack of Big Day Rosé, the greatest rosé in all the land. For the month of April, anyone who purchases a six-pack of Big Day Rosé goes into the running, Eddie. We draw two winners. Then they get to bring themselves and three of their mates to play golf with us.
Very well explained. Mm. It also happens to be that all you have to do is buy the greatest rosé on the planet. Fucking delicious. Fucking nutritious, I'm going to say it. Absolutely elite. Everyone that tastes it says the best rosé they've ever had. So the proof's in the pudding. All you need to do, thinking Cody Totes, is buy some.
That guy that we were on the plane the other day, landed back at Sydney Airport, and a young gentleman walked up to us out of the blue and just goes, mate, had your rosé the other day. Fuck me, it was good. Said a mate of his brought a Magnum around and just thoroughly enjoyed it.
They were camping. That's he whipped one out. It was ice cold. He said they pounded it.
We don't lie. We don't lie about anything we do here.
And this gentleman came up to us like 9:30, sort of, actually even, no, it wasn't. It was like 10:45 at night, when all you want to do is get home. And he, having had such an elite experience with the rosé, felt
compelled.
By the rosé itself to say something to us. So there you go.
Meant a lot.
Hellsport.shop.
I don't know whether anyone else has been following this. I have been. Eddie, you have. Like, we haven't really spoken about it, even like in the green room, let alone on the podcast. But Ryan Garcia fighting Devin Haney, the whole lead up has been bizarre. Ryan Garcia lost to Tank Davis last year, or maybe earlier this year. I think it was last year.
Liver shot dropped.
And then seemed to just kind of go off the fucking reservation. Like, he's been, he's always seemed to be relatively, like, level-headed, publicly facing, like, not that weird of a guy.
No,
it's sort
not
of
at
like
all.
TikTok generation-y, you know, like, young guy, Hollywood sort of shit.
He's had some mental health stuff, I think. Like, he would go out of the public view for a while.
Yeah, but I don't think, well, I personally had no visibility on whether he had any mental health dramas. Like, I didn't think there was anything that he had. I was
I'd heard whispers that he would the pressure and shit would get to him, and he needs time away. Yeah.
Which is reasonable, right? Given how fucking famous he is. But this Devin Haney one was another level where it was like, he is completely losing the plot. Or at least that's how it looked. And still kind of looks like he's lost it a little bit, but like, it was, all anyone was talking about was how fucking crazy he is. Devin Haney was 31-0 in many people's top 10 pound-for-pound boxers in the world. He was an undisputed champion. He was the man that beat Kambosos twice handily.
Handily, good word.
Yeah. Great word. Handily.
Sucked the atmosphere right out of the room.
Oh, didn't he?
Out of the stadium.
You
could have heard a pin drop.
You could have.
And that wasn't good for a stadium that lacked atmosphere.
You could also hear the bikies breaking noses of Irish people in the crowd. you could hear the noses breaking.
And the blood splattering.
Splattering all over their faces. It's the only blood that was spattering because it was a boring fight.
Well, Kimbo's got a bit.
Anyway, Devin Garcia, build up very weird. Garcia missed weight by 3 pounds, which is what, like a kilo and a half? It's fucking nothing, right?
Is it a kilo and a half?
It's not much, 3 pounds, is it? I thought there were more pounds in kilos.
1.3 kilos.
Yeah,
right.
It's fucking nothing.
Nothing.
But
so it didn't count for shit.
Well, the fight didn't count as a title fight.
No, which is so...
It's stupid.
Make weight.
Oh, well, it's funny because he said, I can't make... Can you just check what the weight was meant to be? It was meant to be 140. I think it was meant to be 140 and he was 143.2 or something. And then he was saying in the press conference afterwards, this is Ryan Garcia, he's like, I'm not making 140 again. I'm like, you couldn't have lost one more kilo? Like, that doesn't seem that hard. Anyway.
Yeah, 140.
He was, when they were weighing in for the fight, he weighed over. He said to Haney in the press conference before, he's like, I'll give you 500 grand for every kilo I'm overweight. So he paid him 1.5 million. On the scales when he's only weighing
every
in.
Every pound.
Sorry, every pound. When he walked out to weigh in, he walked out with the beer in his hand, stood on the scales and fucking did the twister thing with it and sculled it. It was just completely off. Like, all the pre-fight interviews and stuff now kind of seem pretty, like, they almost seem like, to use a, like a Gen Z buzzword, iconic. Like, there's some really, like funny videos there where you're like, these are actually, these have aged well. Mm. But he got out there. And
huge underdog as
huge,
well.
Dude, $9. At $19 decision, he was paying Australia. I think he was a 900, plus 900 in the American fucking betting world, which is what? Is that $9?
$9.
Yeah.
So you get, for every 100 you put on, you get 900.
Yeah. Times by nine.
So.
Anyway, he beat the fuck out of Devin
Haney. Yeah, yeah. Dropped him multiple times.
Dropped him three times maybe? Almost then, dropped him in the first round.
And then there was one that was, I think, classed as a bit of a slip.
But dude, the referee was, and it was also the first time he'd ever been knocked down in his career, Devin Haney. I thought he was fucked here. I was like, oh, he's not going to be able to get up.
Does,
and is wobbly. But then what was pissing me off was that Haney just kept holding on to him, and the referee was giving him every opportunity to. Like, just kept letting him do it.
Clearly fucked. I tell you what, his left is so etched.
His left, Ryan Garcia's left is ridiculous.
Just absurd. And they're like, yeah, the one trick pony, but what a trick. That was saying in the commentary.
Well, the commentary, it almost felt like one of the commentators didn't like Garcia. He kept saying he's a one trick pony. He's like, and even if he is a one trick pony, what a trick. And then the other guy's going, he's not a one trick pony because his right is setting up the left. Like, yes. It's his weapon, sure.
Yeah.
But like, he's setting him up. And the guy kept saying it. And the other guy's like, it's not a one trick pony. You can't, like, it's clearly not a one. Like,
it's dropping him. The left's dropping
him. The left's what's dropping him.
Yeah.
The left is what you're looking out for.
Oh, yeah. He's up on the rope. He actually gets up on the rope as well at one stage. Yeah. He's like, oh, I've won.
Well, he's just like, fucking call the fight. But also, he lost a point. So there was a chance that the fight, I mean, in the end, the judges had it, two of the three judges had it as a convincing victory for Ryan. But hectic. He doesn't win. He's not the champion. But it's like it's one of the great upsets.
You love to see it.
They fought each other. This is their seventh time fighting. They fought six times in the amateurs, three apiece.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Eddie Hearn and Ryan's old man.
Dude, get that video up.
It's good stuff.
The shortest beef in history, Eddie Hearn.
Obviously, Eddie Hearn's our good close personal
Eddie
friend.
Eddie Hearn, close personal friend, is there. He's a matcher in boxing. He's in the like belly of the stadium afterwards at Madison Square Garden. He's being interviewed. And then as he's like talking to his own camera, Ryan Garcia's dad walks past. And Eddie Hearn, the consummate professional as we've come to know and love him, it's like, well done, mate. Congratulations. Like, you won. Because Eddie Hearn represents Devin Haney. Garcia's dad just starts lighting him the fuck up. And that is where we join in right now.
Respect to Ryan Garcia. He was amazing. I thought, well done. Well done. Oh, really? Fuck you.
You fuck you. You're my son, you piece of shit.
What are you talking about?
You might fuck you. You know you're a piece of shit. That's what you get.
Really? It seems like a smile.
Luke Campbell, fucking Devin Haney, fuck you. Now, who you got? Who do you got?
Geron Ennis.
Who?
Geron Ennis.
How about Pitbull?
You know he's good. It was a good performance.
Sorry.
I know you're emotional.
Damn.
Sorry, listen. It's his fault. When you win,
I know,
I'll give you all the respect in the world.
Okay, give Ryan the respect.
I just told him.
You did?
Absolutely.
Thanks.
I'm sorry. I accept your apology.
He's Garcia's dad's like grabbing his dick and going, fuck you. And then he's talking about other fighters he's got. And you see Garcia's dad start to be like, you see his tune change in a second.
Yeah, yeah, it's good stuff.
It's good stuff. It's like one of my favorite interactions between two people I think I've ever seen. That was just hilarious.
Shortest beef all time. Was that
shortest beef all time. That was where I saw that caption somewhere else. I was like, that's fucking, that's exactly, it's the perfect way to describe it. It's the perfect way to describe it. But yeah, dude, massive upset. Now he's either going to fight, I believe he's, he either rematches him or he
Is there
goes,
a rematch clause?
I don't know if there's a rematch clause, but he can rematch him or he can go and fight Tank again, who he did lose to, Ryan. Tank now looking pretty good. But it's crazy. It's crazy Devin Haney's still the champion.
Has Haney fought Tank?
Nah.
No.
Nah. Did you see the footage of him in his fucking room before the fight? He had like the he had like Titanic orchestra people in the room playing music. So rather than it being all like fucking rev up music and shit, he's just standing in there and there's like three violinists and a cello playing and shit. It was actually fucking sick.
Yeah,
can you try and find that?
Yeah, I've got it. It
That's good stuff.
Dude, it was like, it was actually...
Get this up for me.
It was such a mood setter.
With Mike Tyson's there as well.
Yeah,
Get
Tyson's
this coming. Up for me. Oh my God.
Yeah, dude.
Just to get him going.
Yeah, look at him. Just standing there, just...
Oh, I love that.
Look good, brother. Thank you. You been eating bricks?
Yes. I'm going to eat them today.
You look beautiful,
Thank
brother.
Thank you. Love you. I love you, Mike. You look good.
Thank you.
I love you, Mike. I'm going to your fight.
I love to see you, brother.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
Thank you.
Hey. I'm with you and everything.
The music just sets such a hectic tone and energy.
Mate, and it's, not, it's just, yeah, that's, I've never seen that before
no,
in my life.
Never.
I'm a huge fan of that.
I know. The energy is so fucking cool. It's like, and again, maybe it's like the, I mean, I remember seeing it before. I'm like, this is awesome. It's kind of like ominous though as well. You're like, I saw a comment somewhere where it was like, it's either his funeral or Taney's funeral, that music. But it was like...
That's powerful stuff.
Yeah.
That's a mood setter. And they're just sitting there, like four
just
of them?
Just sitting there, and he's just there with his shirt off, just like fucking
stomping
just going
around,
through
saying
it
to Mike Tyson, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
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 That's mad. Good stuff. Shout out to Ryan Garcia.
Talk about just like.
That's chess, not checkers from Ryan.
But just, he's just completely
the whole
flipped
thing. The whole thing.
Yes. Everyone now, like, fully sucking him off.
And rightfully so.
Rightfully so.
That's how you get yourself sucked off.
Yeah. That's it. That's how you
do
it.
You go out, you drop a bloke that's never been dropped, you fucking dominate him, and you get pumped up to classical music.
Yeah.
In the flesh classical.
In the flesh.
That is boombox shit.
We should get some classical music in here for something.
Actual people playing?
Yeah. I don't know what for, but like, it just, it's inspired.
It would have been good to get it for the walkout.
It would have been. I'm wondering about that walkout. It's so funny, like, just like the crowd for our walkout. What they will think of the fucking we're happy with the song we picked. Don't worry about that.
Oh, are you wigging?
Not fucking at all. I love the song.
I hope I wasn't doubting the voice.
No, dude. What I find interesting is what like how it's received. I don't give a fuck what anyone thinks. I'm interested.
It's a track
because it's a track.
It's got to be. It's just like universally known as a track, right?
You'd like to think so, wouldn't you?
Considering who's singing it,
yeah.
You know. One of the greats all time.
One of the Aussie greats. Anyway, should we drill?
Yeah, bro.
That guy's, he's fucking funny, though. That Kiwi fella.
Tim Narkey.
I don't know if we've ever spoken about Tim Narkey on the pod.
He's great, Tim Narkey. Big fan of his work.
The amount of money he's fucking betting is just ridiculous.
He's $666,000 in the profit.
I don't know if he's updated that because
it was
that yesterday.
Well, it was that for that bet, and then he just lost $90,000.
So he'd be down in the fives somewhere.
Down in the fives now.
A lot of money.
A lot of money to get up. Like, just, that's a pretty good fucking...
Is that just from his journey doing this? That's what the profit is?
Yeah.
That's outrageous.
That is outrageous.
Absolutely outrageous.
There's a world where you'd call bullshit on it.
That he's made all that money. I'm surprised there's someone that lets you put that much money on.
Online? Of course they would. People take those sorts of bets.
Seems like a lot of money to me.
One of them, he had to wait 2 hours for a table because there was only one table online that was taking like anything over 50 grand.
Yeah, right.
So they do them. People fucking, what do you mean? What people? People aren't going to take 90 grand off you?
Well,
can I ask this from?
I don't know if you can just walk into a casino and put 90 grand on. No, I don't think
they're high roller fucking tables.
Yeah, but if you're a fucking, that's why I'm just trying to work out how it works online because online's a different space.
Yeah.
I don't think you could walk into the casino and put 90 grand on, I don't think.
Why wouldn't I be allowed to do that?
Because I don't know who the fuck you are.
I don't know that you have to know who someone is. Like, there's a lot. You can be high roller to the point where it's like, hey, you got a private fucking table in your room, high roller. And then there's like, even in Vegas, there were like high roller rooms. Like, there's like.
You reckon you can. Don't know.
I think you'd be able to do it.
Yeah, right.
For sure. Could I do it? No. Would they allow me?
Then you hear about videos where guys are like, nah, they're hard. Where they're like, you want to be able to have the ability to put as much money as you can on. Because you can just put on shitloads and then win and get the fuck out. Whereas if you have to bet smaller amounts over the time, then the casino's take becomes more statistically probable.
Yes, but you need to have a lot of money to be able to bet a lot of money. Or you got to be a complete fucking psychopath.
So what I'm trying to say is maybe the casino is in their interest to let you bet less.
Yeah, but I don't think you're going to have that many people coming in going, hey, I want to bet 90 grand. Like, that just doesn't – most people aren't doing that. Most people are the little bitches who just get completely reamed, you and I. If you –
I really don't know.
Do you just double your winnings in blackjack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could just walk in and put fucking 90 grand on. Because they might be like, who are you? Are you a shark? Like, who the fuck are you?
I'm pretty sure you can, dude. That's a lot of admin that you'd have to go through for people with money to come in. They're like, hey. There might be like minor level of background, but I don't know. Like, I can't imagine why there would be. Like, they might ban you after if they see you start fucking rinsing them. Mm. They keep an eye on you. I bet you those high roller rooms are more like strictly monitored.
Have to be, wouldn't I? Anyway, guys, rolling.
Rolling. Shout out to him, our Kiwi brethren. Just before we get into the dribbles, which we are about to get into, another shout out for Rugby World Cup hero Sam Carter, who scored a try on the weekend in the Western Forces win over the Crusaders. How many times do you reckon Carter has beaten the Crusaders in his career?
Never.
Never. 13 games, first time they've ever beaten them.
Fucking oath, Sam. Good on you, cunt.
Good on you, Carts. And then his post-game interview was one of the greats. Dropped an F-bomb and said full credit to the boys and realised as he was saying it. Like, you could see it in real time, him being like, fuck. And the commentator afterwards goes, nah, full credit to you, mate. And he's like, oh, my God, this was just one of the great post-game interviews. Like, he was fucking embarrassed. It was terrific. Let's dribble.
It's Sean Gloryhole's dribbler here. Hey, listen, next time you boys are going to do your About Even podcast, do us a favour. Throw the beak Denny Kemp in the room. You two step out and let him fucking have a yarn about what to put on. 26-1, Fisher Harris and Zach Lomax, $50 on it. Thank you. Manly never, Dragons forever. Tommy Turbo sucks. Kyle Flanagan's better than Luke Brooks. Later, boys. Have a good week.
Mm.
That's a rugby league fluke there, mate.
Yeah, it's a rugby league fluke. Have it on good authority as well that Kempy doesn't put his own bets on. That's just that's what we're hearing.
He doesn't. He's never bet.
No. So, listen, it was a good one. I mean, it doesn't hold a candle to Roo's fucking $44 unit scooper. Doesn't hold a candle to my fucking Juzzy Olam, two or more Tigers to beat Para. Good bet, though. Cute bet. Sweet bet. Wouldn't get him
you
on
take
the fucking...
It.
You take it.
You take it every other
way. Fucking oath, wouldn't get him on the honour roll.
No. And you wouldn't get him on the show either.
No. Well, we had him on as a lippy dribbler once, and he sucked.
Yeah, he was like, oh, Manly to win.
Yeah.
Great bet, but...
But you know, yeah. So listen, good authority, he doesn't put his own bets on, that's all I'm saying. Plus, he's with a rival, so he won't be coming anywhere near our show.
Tom, Eddie, White Mamba, Toddler, Partners, and the Jewels. Quick one here. Just want to say, wasn't a big hack guy for like my whole life. As soon as the P's and D's hack came out, I haven't stopped wearing it like for like a year now. Ask my workmates that I work with. They'll tell you. I do not take it off at work. Do not take it off ever. comfiest hat ever. And good day, just started on it not too long ago. She kicks. She kicks hard. She makes you feel good. She gives you energy. She gets you up in the morning. She makes you excited to go to work. Positivity all around. Anyway, boys, that's me. Talk to you.
Lovely young man.
What a lovely young man he is.
What a beautiful young man.
What a testament to his mum, to his dad, sisters, brothers, to his ancestors, really.
What a beautiful, beautiful man.
Eloquent.
Eloquent.
Well-spoken.
And
thoughtful.
Beautiful. Special man.
Yeah.
We've got more hats.
Funny you should say that. I feel like the white Punters and Dribbles hat might be about to go back on sale.
When?
Maybe Wednesday night? Or is that before? Is everyone ripping?
Everyone's ripping. Then that's silly.
That'd be a silly time to do it, wouldn't it? Tuesday night?
I reckon probably Tuesday night.
As in tomorrow night.
6 p.m.
6 p.m. Hellosport.shop.
I reckon that's when they'll go back up.
Yeah, I feel like that's when they're going to go back on sale.
Pretty sure the white Punters and Dribblers is going up tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Hellosport.shop.
Yep. They move. God knows they move.
I've never seen anything like it.
No.
Just before Chrissy last year, they were fucking flying.
Absolutely flying. If it weren't for the company, it wasn't Oz Post, whoever the fuck it was, it was sending them.
Specific Freight.
If it wasn't for them
lying. Actually, it wasn't them. That's cool.
Allied?
It was Allied.
If it wasn't for them lying to us, it would have been, well, it already was the greatest single day for hats in this country.
But it promised even more.
It promised even more. It was fucking ridiculous. Anyway, they're back. Tuesday, 6 p.m., hellosport.shop. They will go. They will move. White Punters and Dribblers hats. If you don't have one, you're a loser.
Correct. Still serving as 2024 membership. If you're not yet a member, then move quickly.
Move quickly.
On we go.
Great young man.
Beautiful young man. Strong, eloquent.
Hello, boys. The North Queensland thrifting dribbler here. I've managed to find myself a Sydney Olympics 2000 pin book and a couple of other pins as well, just on the side, I'm willing to donate for the show. So let me know if you're interested. It's a full pin book that shows the torch relay. And a couple of extra pins as well from the 2000 Sydney Olympics. So if you're interested, get back to me.
Someone actually, thank you to that gentleman.
I'm interested.
The pin book, we are interested. Someone, I swear it was on the DM somewhere, but I can't remember, might have had a gummy. They've got, what's that video, like 16 Days in Heaven or whatever the fuck it is? Like the,
so it's in September?
16 Days in September.
Yeah, like the VCR, the Olympics, they were like, I'll send it to you if you want it.
Yeah, we want it.
Please send that to us if that was
we
you,
we want
to
watch 16 Days in September. We want the pin book.
We just need to add to our...
Turbo@hellosport.com.au.
Yeah.
We just need to get ready. We're 100, we're like 90-something days.
We need to start getting our knickknacks together. Did we buy one of those hats? Where the fuck's the hat?
No, we didn't buy that.
Oh, we didn't buy the volunteer hat?
No, not yet. We will.
We need volunteer hats. We need volunteer coats or jumpers or whatever.
Or jackets.
Well, whatever. We need them because they need to be in volunteer shit anytime we're doing anything Olympics related.
Correct. But I also want that pin book and I want that.
Yeah. Well, we need to dress the set.
Because we need to sit back and watch that. It was just, it's an incredible DVD series.
Yeah.
Or VCR.
VCR. We need to get a VCR.
It's going to fucking blow you away. You're going to be loving
it. I'm sure I'm going to be loving it. We got a noise complaint. You were watching the 4x100 relay on Friday night.
Hey, there's a lot of young bucks in here that hadn't seen it before.
Oh, really?
Shocked me. Put it this way, Tom. I said, who's your number one Australian? Who's your great sporting Australian? They didn't have an answer, any of them.
Didn't even have an answer?
They didn't even have an answer.
Fucking kids.
They don't give a shit, mate. They're fucking this next. They're not even next generation.
No, they're not.
Generation, but the couple of 5 years below us, Kyle, love him. It's no idea.
Well, Kyle, in his defense, is 15 years below us.
Kyle hadn't seen the 4x1. Tobler hadn't seen the 4x1. Cody Totes hadn't seen the 4x1. They hadn't even seen Kathy.
You'd never seen that. That's bullshit.
You hadn't. Had they seen Kathy, Will? No. So don't fucking sit there and lie.
Yeah,
mate.
No, Tobler's name.
Maybe a few of the other ones. Of course, it's iconic.
You'd heard of it, you hadn't seen
it. You'd never watched it. You never sat back and watched it with Bruce.
No, you hadn't. Yes,
but the whole thing.
Yes.
No, you hadn't. You're a liar.
You're okay, a liar. Yeah, cool. And you hadn't.
No. And that, the 4x1, no idea.
Nor was he interested. He kept telling us to turn it off.
Correct.
Yeah.
Why? Put music on? Why would you want to turn it off? You got a microphone. Can't use it.
I just wanted the music back on.
Oh, of course you did. You wanted to listen to some fucking milk crate band or something.
He didn't want to watch. He didn't want to watch Lonro win the 2004 Australian Oak Cup. He didn't want to watch the 4x100 meters, which is the greatest. It's the second greatest moment in Olympic history. And he didn't want to watch Kath win it with the weight of a nation on the back after being.
You're working
the
on a fucking sports podcast, dude.
Yeah. I was also playing Eddie in pool, and it was his shot, which he was refusing to take.
Okay, that's I get. He was just talking. He wouldn't shoot. Was he in his fucking spitting?
Yes.
Spitting camel face.
So I was getting rattled. I was like, dude, just put the music back on, please.
4x1, Tom.
No, I get it, but I do understand, and I think probably everyone got a little bit of more of an insight. Is that after he's had a couple. He will not shut the fuck up, and he won't do anything that he's meant to be doing around you. So if you're playing him in pool, and he's on one, which he was on before I left, because fucking Kyle brought up space, and Kyle was like, oh, fuck.
Well, that got me excited.
Yeah.
Obviously.
No, but I understand. But for you to say, turn it off, I don't want to watch it, that's a problem.
Big problem.
But
didn't want to watch Kathy.
Eddie the spitting camel can be fucking, can get the better of anyone.
Didn't want to watch Kathy. Oh, my God. That's a warning.
Yeah. That is a warning.
That's an official warning.
Yeah, that is an official warning, for sure. We'll put it in writing at some point, once we get a contract to you.
it's on my laptop. I just haven't changed your name.
Yeah, you'll sign one that says D or Dave on it.
Yeah. Sign Tobblers.
okay. Sweet. I don't know where we're at. Let's keep going.
We're going to keep going because we're going to get some ads to do and I've got to have lunch.
Let's go. Can't hear anything.
Yeah, that's all right. It's just...
Tobler brought his Tobler own back in.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
After finishing it.
G'day, boys. Just a weekend finished treat. Watching the latest Matty Johns podcast with the great Madge, Michael Maguire. Highly recommend watching it. A lot of chat about the new selection criteria for the New South Wales representative side. Apparently, we're going based on character. A lot of chat about character. And the underlying feature of the selection criteria is toughness. And it's got me thinking, are we in a new era? Is toughness the new hotness? Would love to get your thoughts on this. Manly forever, power never. Prem soon.
That's interesting because I don't necessarily think that toughness and character are, they could be.
They're not the same thing.
But, as in you might, be of poor character,
but a tough
guy. You are a very tough motherfucker.
New South Wales has bred a lot of tough characters that have done questionable things.
Yes. And now we don't need to go into naming anyone.
I'm not going
to
name anyone.
We don't
anyone.
Need to name people. Rugby league has it. Not just New South Wales. The game of rugby league, the great game, has had some players with questionable characters, but you couldn't question their toughness.
Plenty of blokes that have slipped into blue that are tough as fucking ox.
Yeah.
That have done some...
Well, that you could question their character.
Yes, you could. You could go, that's a weird thing to do.
I'd never question your toughness.
No, absolutely not. Which is why what we're trying to say is that their toughness and character aren't the same thing. No. Completely different things, separate things, not the same thing.
They aren't mutually exclusive, but they are not necessarily you don't find them together all that often. Now, you could say a Cameron Murray, toughness, character, formed. Yes. Tom and Jake Trbojevic, toughness and character, formed. Is he, who's he, is that like a, is he throwing shade at anyone there? Is he throwing shade by saying that? Just pick the best fucking players. But is he throwing shade at anyone? I'm not going to name anyone, but is he throwing shade at anyone?
There's people I can think of.
People I can think of that he might be throwing shade at?
There's people I can think of that aren't going to make the side next year based on that.
Yeah.
Or this year, rather. I'm not going to say who, but you can all have a think.
You can deduce who he
is. Why don't you stop and think? Why don't you stop and think and have a think?
Stop right now.
And have a little think.
Think.
Have a little think.
Yeah.
Did that work?
Yeah, it did.
It did work.
Stop right now. Have a little think.
Have a little think.
Yeah.
All right. It works.
Nah, it's a good point you make there, mate. Let's move on. One more.
when John F. Kennedy was assassinated, his wife, Jacqueline Kennedy, left her bloodstained dress on because she wanted the world to see what they had done to her husband. Now, when the Dolphins scored the sixth try in a row, I vomited all over my Parramatta Eels jersey because I wanted the fans to see what that club had done to me.
Shit, that was... Listen, it was emotive. You could argue... a little bit over the line. Was it OTT?
I get it. That's what rugby league means to some people.
Jacqueline Kennedy?
Blood on the dress?
Her husband's skull on the dress?
This guy threw up on his Parramatta jumper. I get it. Oh, well, I don't get it. I'm not a Parramatta fan, but like...
He's passionate.
He's passionate. I think we take that as a comment. Have we got one more? Because that was a quickie. It was a quickie.
Boys, Dribble Damo. Just listening to the latest potty and about Fisher Harris going back to the Wires. Just thought of that it should be brought up that there's another hyphenated name to the Warriors. So could be the move. Cheers.
Fuck, they're going to have a few, aren't they?
It'll be the whole side.
Can we just get their team up? Yep. Chanel Harris-Tavita, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, Nickel Klokstad,
Fisher Harris.
Dallin Watene-Zelezniak, Fisher Harris. Is that it? Is there anyone missing? Five? Which is an extra 10 last names, if you think about it.
No, it's an extra five.
No, but it's like they've got two. So it's five, like Fisher.
It's 10 total, but it's not an extra 10.
No, it's an extra... Sorry, it's an extra five.
It's an extra five.
There you go.
Okay, that's gone.
That's gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's officially no longer on the screen.
It came out for a second and then fucked off. Why would that happen?
I don't know.
What would that be about?
I don't know.
Is that a Toblerone own issue?
Seems like it might be. Where do I watch Shogun, by the way?
Disney.
Good. I have Disney. Did you watch Doom Part 2?
No, I was watching Shogun.
I know that. I thought maybe, yeah. Found some time. Dallin, Chance, Roger, Adam Fanua Blake. I don't think we had him before. Keep going down. Okay, well, that was just that game day one, but then there is, yeah, okay. So they'll have at least five or six, I think.
Adam Pom, P.
Oh, yeah. Zion Maui,
Jacob La, Ban. So they've got a few.
Yeah.
Keep going up.
Tom Ale.
Kurt Cape. Well. Mitch Barn. Et.
Okay, joke's over. All right, punters and dribblers, thank you very much for another week. Remember, hellosport.shop tomorrow night, 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
6 p.m. tomorrow night, hellosport.shop. Hello, sport. The punters and dribblers hats, the white ones, back on sale. Also, the rosé, back on sale. Only a couple of days left if you want to be in the running to play golf with Edward and I. At Shorty's, got to get a six-pack of rosé. Also at hellosport.shop. Fuck ya.
Bye-bye.
Could you two just not talk anymore?